You have beautiful hair.
Thank you.
How do you get it like that? Give us a tip.
Well, I use mane and tail. Have you guys ever used mane and tail?
No.
It's
horse shampoo.
Primarily for livestock, but there's not a lot of like bad stuff in there, you know? So that helps. I use Olaplex on rare occasions. You guys probably know all about Olaplex.
Yes.
It's kind of expensive, but it's worth it when you need to look really good.
Yeah.
And then I top it off with argan oil. And that stuff is
it makes your
liquid
hair
gold.
Shiny. Really soft and shiny.
And shiny. Yep.
Yeah, I do use that.
Yes.
Love it.
I love it. So, Ian, you have a bluegrass background.
Yeah.
Correct?
Uh-huh.
So, like, tell us about that. I know you kind of grew up in, like, the mountain area. And just give us your whole background.
Yeah, so I grew up on a ranch in Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
My two older brothers and my dad also play music. Oh. So I didn't really have a choice when I was a kid. And so bluegrass obviously is from more of the Appalachian area.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did was we kind of took those influences and put them in cowboy country.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little bit of bluegrass. There's a lot of cowboy. There's a lot of country and Western in my music. But growing up in the 90s, you know, I had a lot of music that was always being played, like from Eminem to Blink-182 to George Strait, you know. So the kind of a widespread. But when I moved to Nashville about 10 years ago, I promised myself that I would bring the West with me because I never heard tunes about the Rockies and about ranches and about mountains and rivers and stuff in music. So that's just always been my goal.
Mm-hmm.
Staying true to yourself.
Yes, ma'am, of course.
I like how you bring up Blink-182 because we had to educate this one on Blink-182.
Oh,
she
had no idea
who they were. Is that not embarrassing?
I know.
Hey.
But you've heard their songs.
I'm sure, yeah.
You've heard All the Small Things.
No,
we told her that nobody likes her when she turns 23. She's 22, and we were like, better live it up because nobody's going to like you when you're 23, and she had no idea.
I was like, is that supposed to be funny? And everybody was like, oh, my God.
How old are you?
So live it up now. Right.
I still feel like you should have been on the... So you were born in 2001?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That is... Okay, that's crazy.
She also had no idea who Fleetwood Mac was.
Ugh. I know.
Ian, it's so
bad. We're struggling with her.
Kids these
days.
Too much TikTok, not enough vinyl. That's what that is. That's what that is.
Yeah. What is a band or a group that we need to tell her that she needs to go listen to?
A band?
Or a group or
Well, anyone? I mean, I'm going out on a huge limb here.
Okay.
You've heard of the Beatles, right?
Yeah.
Okay. hey, I don't know. But I would say that anybody that's listening, you got to go back and hear the Beatles, and if you only have time for one song, go listen to Yesterday by the Beatles. It's the most timeless song that has ever been written or probably ever will be written.
Agreed.
So, we had an event to give away Metallica tickets the
other
day.
Oh, awesome.
And she had to go, and she told everybody she was taking pictures for Metallica.
I can make that.
So.
She has a different
kind of
real
story.
I'm not good
at social media.
That they can educate us on and that
absolutely.
We can educate them on. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yes. But when it comes down to it and the world is ending, I would rather be 30 years old than 20 years old.
Thanks, Ian. We appreciate that. Have our backs. Have our backs.
Ian, we appreciate you. Wait, real quick before you leave. So there's some saucy questions in there.
All right, let's do it.
Burning questions.
All
if
right.
you don't want to answer, you don't have to.
But we would appreciate it.
We won't outwardly judge you.
I can't do that. That was...
What was the question?
I can't even do it. I can't do it.
Okay.
I'm a married man.
Okay. Look, me too. I understand.
That's fair. I know.
These are all you guys in freaking Louisiana. What is my love language? My love language is... What is my love language, wife? Food?
Food.
I get pretty darn hangry. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. I love food, and really, it's just that I get in a bad mood if I don't eat, you know.
I feel
You're preaching over here. I understand that completely.
Well, we're going to send you with a shot glass
and
a
thank
sticker
you guys. Thank
for
you.
Your time.
Thank you guys for having me on.
Yeah. And your wife as well.
Oh, perfect.
So,
thank you very much.
Yes,
awesome.
We appreciate it.
Thank you guys.